You ever feel like you're putting just a ton of effort into something, maybe communicating an idea or, pushing a project forward, but it just isn't landing?
Oh, yeah. That feeling of, is anyone actually listening?
Exactly. That's what we're diving into today.
Right.
Really understanding your audience sounds kind of basic, maybe, but getting it right, it's a total game changer.
Absolutely. We're digging into this article. Are you talking to the right people? Why audience matters? And it really boils down to a fundamental idea.
Which is?
You can have the most brilliant message, the best idea, whatever. But if it's not actually reaching the right people, or if it doesn't resonate with them,
like the article says.
yeah, like shouting into a vast empty stadium, all that energy, all that effort, and just, well, no connection, no impact.
That empty stadium image, it really sticks with you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Makes you think about those times you felt, I don't know, unheard. And the article argues pretty strongly that we need to go like way beyond just these surface level demographics,
Yeah.
right?
Oh, completely. It's not nearly enough to just know someone's age or, where they live. That's just scratching the surface.
So what's deeper then? What are we talking about?
True understanding, the article suggests, means really digging into their needs, their frustrations, their pain points, basically. What are they trying to achieve? What keeps them up at night?
Okay, and maybe even where they hang out, online or offline.
Exactly. Their habits, their aspirations, it's the whole picture.
And when you get that deeper stuff, the payoff is huge. The article mentions laser-focused messaging. Why is that so effective?
Well, think about it. Instead of a generic message like, our new thing is great, which, who cares?
Right, falls flat.
Yeah. A focused message might be something like, hey, busy parents, save an hour a day with this. It speaks directly to a specific need, a specific desire. It connects.
Okay, that makes total sense. It's literally speaking their language.
Yeah.
And the article also points out this makes things way more efficient.
Hugely efficient.
Yeah.
Targeting the wrong audience, it's just a massive waste, time, money, energy.
Like trying to sell ice to, well, you know.
Exactly. You focus on the right people, you maximize your impact, you get the best return on whatever you're investing, whether that's time or actual cash.
And it builds something more lasting
Yeah.
too, doesn't it? The article talks about a stronger connection, like a brand connection, but it applies more broadly too.
Definitely. When people feel like you actually get them, that you understand their world,
Yeah.
that builds trust, it builds loyalty. They don't just buy something once, they stick around.
So what does that look like? Like repeat business or?
Yeah, repeat business, sure. But also like positive word of mouth, people telling their friends. They become advocates, really.
And it's not just about selling or marketing,
Right.
right? This understanding feeds back into what you're actually offering.
Absolutely. If you understand the problems your audience faces, you can create better solutions. You can improve what you already do. It's a virtuous cycle.
A cycle of understanding and then improving. Okay. Now, the flip side, the article warns about what happens when you just ignore your audience. Uses an analogy about a map.
Right, navigating without a map. It's a great way to put it.
How so?
Well, you might eventually get somewhere, maybe, but it's going to be slow, inefficient. You'll wander around, miss shortcuts, probably miss the best destinations altogether, just missed opportunities everywhere.
Okay, so point taken. Don't ignore the audience.
Yeah.
How do we start actually mapping them out then?
Yeah.
The article mentions research, obviously.
Yes, research is key.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, super complicated academic stuff always.
Like what? Surveys.
Surveys are great, yeah. Get direct feedback, but also analyze any data you might already have. Who's currently engaging? What do they have in common?
And looking beyond your own data.
Definitely. Go where they are. Explore relevant online communities, forums, maybe social media groups related to their interests or their profession. See what they're talking about, what language they use. Even review sites can be insightful.
So gathering intel from different spots to kind of triangulate and build a real picture.
Exactly. Get different angles.
The article even mentioned a specific company, didn't it? Eidos Edge, as a sort of real-world example.
It did, yeah. Just briefly, to show that this isn't just theory. Businesses are actively working on this, figuring out how to connect better. It underscores the practical importance.
Right. So wrapping this up, the big takeaway seems crystal clear. Knowing who you're actually trying to reach. It's everything. It's the foundation.
It really is. Without that, everything else is just less effective, maybe totally ineffective.
Which leads us to maybe a final thought for you, the listener.
Yeah, think about that stadium you're currently addressing in your own work, your own interests. Are you really sure the people you need to connect with are actually in those seats?
And maybe more importantly, are you speaking their language? Is your message truly resonating with their specific needs, their hopes, their problems?
It's definitely worth taking a moment to think about who are your specific audiences and how could you apply some of these ideas to, well, make sure you're not just shouting into the void.
Food for thought. That's the goal of these deep dives.